Okay, let's begin a new Simon Yutes. The laws of Dine Mashiv Haruach. Now don't get confused, just because we're going to be saying, we're going to be learning the Mashiv Haruach, don't forget, you don't say Mashiv Haruach by Mincha. Don't get confused. It's the summer now. So don't say by Mincha Mashiv Haruach Amar HaGeshem. You get confused. It always happens in shul that someone davens for the Amud and all of a sudden, in the middle of the summer, they say, Mashiv Haruach Amar HaGeshem. What? Where have you been? That, I'm not talking about a person, a rookie, a guy who never davens for the Amud and he gets off. I'm talking about a seasoned Baal Tefillah. He davens every day. He's in Avelus and he's davening. Sometimes people, their minds wander and they do strange things.
If you're reading the scripture in front of you,
they do strange things.
You have to wait for the mashiach.
Some of the religious people that forget themselves.
Yeah.
And they say it right into some of the things they say mashiach.
Ah, right, right. Anyway, until Zion, until.
Yeah, but
where are you? Who's there to show? What do they do?
You over here. They start, you know, they came very thrilled. They used to say,
it's the Saint Halamata. The Saint Halamata, you mean? Not Mashiv Haruach.
They said Mashiv, the guy was saying Mashiv Haruach. I mean, I heard him saying, he said in Eretz Yisrael, he said Mashiv Haruach. I mean, yeah.
Saint Halamata, because they start earlier. Right. They start much earlier. There's a whole shaila. If someone lives there, you come on a trip to America, and in America, they're still saying, what do you do? Do you follow when you come there? That's a whole shaila of different opinions what to do. Okay.
By Nusach Svat, you can't jump on the guy, because a lot of people say Mashiv Haruach.
Murid Atol. Also, many. It's common to say Murid Atol. It's not so common among us in this community to say Mashiv Haruach. Murid Atol.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, they do now. You hear that?
A lot of people.
Okay. And it's very common. Murid Atol is Nusach Svat. They say Mashiv Haruach. Okay. But you know, a lot of the shuls, they say whatever they want to say, but the standard minhag for the Shliach Tzibur in most of the shuls that I've been in, the Davening Nusach Svat, is to say Murid Atol.
Yes.
Very rarely do you hear a shul where the policy is to say Mashiv Haruach.
Individuals.
Here he says it.
There shouldn't be anything wrong with saying Mashiv Haruach.
Right.
Just an acknowledgement.
So let's see the halachas. A very, very interesting halachas. It's very interesting halachas. Here we go. So we have the laws of Mashiv Haruach. Aleph, b'chorif, in the winter, good morning. In the winter, we say, Mashiv Haruach Amorit HaGeshem. Now right away you're going to jump on me, is it Geshem or is it Goshem? And there is absolutely no way to answer that question. There are two different customs. And if you want to hear a really, really good share person, really research this inside out, it's from Rabbi Dr. Schneer Lyman. Rabbi Dr. Schneer Lyman, you can find one of his shiurim on yutorah.org, type in his name or type in the topic, and you bring up a shiur, and you listen to the shiur, it's very clear that he researched this as much as he possibly can. And he, at the end, makes it very clear there's no way to come to a conclusion of what's right, what's wrong. They're both right, the different customs. It's interesting, if you listen very carefully, I don't remember anymore, he seems to lean one way. Absolutely. He's biased. He has a certain, you see that all his research, but he says obviously, go back to the earliest sources, you'll find both. And there's no way to know what Chazal had in mind, they meant Geshem or Goshem. There is seemingly an afkemino lahalacha, which we'll see soon, if you make a mistake and you do not say it, you forget to say it, and now you want to insert it. Now, generally speaking, when you have a komatz, goshem, a komatz, not all the time. You have to know diktuk very well. You want to give a very good example. It's very complicated. The rules of grammar are extremely complicated. There's some things you never even thought of, and then when it's presented, like, wow, I never realized that. But generally, when you come to the end of a sentence, you will have a komatz, generally. And when you are in the middle of a sentence, it would be a segel. So therefore, if you say, Mashiv Haruach Amorit HaGoshem, that would indicate that you have come to the end of a sentence. If you say, Mashiv Haruach Amorit HaGeshem, Mechal Kal Chaim Chesed, the sentence has not yet ended, you are continuing the sentence. L'may Nafkemina, if you forget, and that's, let's say, Mechal Kal Chaim Chesed, Mechayim Eitzim Rachamim Arim Samech Noflim Rofei Cholim, and now before you say, Umatir Asurim, you remember that you did not say, Mashiv Harucha Morid HaGeshem. So if it is your custom to say Geshem, there is really no harm and at that exactly at that point in saying Mashiv Harucha Morid HaGeshem and then saying Umatir Asurim, because it's the middle of the sentence. Ideally it should go at a certain point, but there's no harm in putting it anywhere that you want. But if you are of the opinion, you follow the custom when you say Mashiv Harucha Morid HaGeshem, that means it's part of the previous expression, Ata Gibor Liolam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim Ata, Rav Lehoshia, Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGoshem, period. That indicates that Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGoshem belongs together with the expression of Ata Gibor Liolam Hashem. It is the conclusion to that expression. And that would mean that if indeed you do make a mistake, it would be proper to just go back and finish off the sentence where you were meant to finish off. Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGeshem, Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lehoshia, Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGoshem. It's part of Tchias HaMesim. And then you go further, Bechalkel Chayim Bechesed, it's a different section. That would appear to be a nafkamina if you read Geshem or Goshem. Rav Moshe, I believe, says it's proper to say Goshem with a commas. Goshem. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, his opinion is that it should be Geshem. The art school, the first art school siddur, whatever, where, even though it was done with Rav Moshe Feinstein, for whatever reason, had Geshem. What? Father of Kamenetsky. So if I'm not mistaken, there, Rabbi Zlanowitz told my father, I don't remember the details if this is true, you have to ask him, but Rabbi Zlanowitz knew my father. Well, I used to talk to my father every so often, and he told my father asked him, how come it's Geshem? Rav Moshe says Goshem. So he told my father, so I remember, he didn't know. He did not know, he was unaware. Had he known at the time when they published the first siddur, Rav Moshe says Goshem, they would have printed in the article siddur Goshem. That's the way it is. Today, it's a new generation. It's a new generation. They have both in the art school siddur. They have Geshem, and on the bottom, they have Goshem. And in the interlinear, they have big, bold letters right next to each other. Geshem, Nusach Acher Goshem. It's a whole new world today. You have to accommodate everyone. That's the way.
You have a note on the bottom, Nusach Acher.
Right, Nusach Acher. That's also a novelty. That's also a novelty. Go back 100 years, you print a siddur. 100 years, you have to think of the mindset of people 100 years ago. 100 years ago, you print a siddur. You have one version. You don't accommodate any other, any. This is not the way people were programmed. You have a siddur, it's going to be either Geshem or Goshem. On the bottom, they have a footnote, Nusach Acher Goshem? This is absurd.
The Oshkol has that in some kind of. The article has it. It's on Kainom.
It's on Kainayah. They have it on the. It's a different mindset. It's a different generation. Like interlinear is even a bigger chiddush. It's even a more recent phenomenon in the text itself, not on the bottom of the footnote, right next to each other.
No, I got it.
Insert Geshem in the middle of the line. Why couldn't you insert Goshem?
Because the Goshem indicates that it's part of the expression Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed Mechaye Meisim Berach Ata Gibor Lilo Hashem Mechaye Meisim Ata Rav Lehoshia. So we have to deeply, I don't know, you have to study the Perish Amilos of the Tefillah. If Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGoshem was put after Ata Gibor, that indicates that this expression is part of Ata Gibor.
I understand, but you forgot. So B'di'evet, where can you insert it?
So B'di'evet, of course. But the vowel, Goshem, is teaching us, it speaks volumes, is teaching us that this expression, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGoshem, belongs together with Ata Gibor. It's not a standalone expression. Therefore, if you make a mistake, you have to go back and do it the way it was meant to be done. If the vowel is Geshem, it's not associated with, it just happens to be juxtaposed to Ata Gibor Liolam Hashem, Mechayim Esim. But everything has to fit somewhere, but it's not really related. And therefore, if you make a mistake, you can insert it wherever you want later on. That is a very popular nafkamina if you read Geshem or Goshem. Again, if you read Goshem, you make a mistake. You should go back and say Mechayim Meisim Ato Rav LeHoshia Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGoshem. If you read Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem, then there is no Hakpada. Wherever you are in the middle of the Shemona Esra, you can insert it. Now we are going to see another Nafkamina in a few moments, and that will make a difference whether it's Geshem or Goshem. Okay, now that said, let's go back to what it says over here. B'chorev Oymim Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem. And by the way, some shuls, the Shliach Tzibur, there's no Hakpada. You can do whatever you want. If you want to say Geshem, say Geshem. If you want to say Goshem, say Goshem. The rabbi will let you do whatever you want. Other shuls, you have to be very careful. The rabbi is very makpid. In my shul, we say Goshem. In my shul, we say Geshem. Either do what we do, follow the rules, or daven elsewhere. Don't daven for the Amos. That's the way it is. No, you have to know what you want to do. Also, yiskadal v'yiskadash. Some shuls, do whatever you want. Whatever you are comfortable, do. Other shuls, you follow the rules. Here in this shul, we say yiskadal v'yiskadash. Other shuls, yiskadal v'yiskadash. One thing, do not do. Do not do yiskadal v'yiskadash. Or do not do yiskadel v'yiskadash. That is not going to go off well anywhere.
Somebody will say Tiskabal.
Tiskabal, correct. Some say Tiskabal, and some say Tiskabel. That's a very touchy topic. It should really be Tiskabal, seemingly, but it's a very well-accepted custom to say Tiskabel, and it's a touchy...
And that's worse.
There are... There are reasons, but that's a touchy thing. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. Over here. B'chayrev Hashamish. Okay, now B'chayrev Ha'imrim Mashiv Rechmona Geshem. O Maschilim B'Mosaf Shal Shmini Atzeres. When we begin to say Mashiv Rechmona Geshem, we begin on the Mosaf of Shmini Atzeres. Everyone knows Shmini Atzeres. We begin by Mosaf Hashamish Machriz. Okay, it says it's Shamish. So we have here the Gabbai is called the Shamash. Yeah. Machris, he makes the announcement. Koidim, Mashiv, Haruch Amor Hageshem. Vim Lohichris, this is a high halacha. Let's say the Gabbai is amazing halacha. Let's say the Gabbai is asleep at the switch. And he doesn't say, Mashiv, Haruch. It happens. And he doesn't say. And you're there in the audience. And you know the kids of Shulchan Aruch on your fingertips. You're not supposed to say, Mashiv Aruch Amorid Hageshem. Continue what you did by Shachris. V'im lo yihichris ein oimim oiso oz betilas amosah shabalachash. If the Gabbai is asleep at the switch, so you continue doing what you did by Shachris. Do not say Mashiv Aruch Amorid Hageshem. V'achoyla shabespal. What?
Somebody else calls
it. Anybody.
Oh, so if someone else calls Sol Choyra, they become the Shamas. They become. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. The Choyla will write not a worldwide because he obviously did Tfilas Geshem. Not by Tfilas Nechabi, because when the Shliach Tzibor reviews the Shmona Esrei, they open the Oron, then they say the whole Piyot. They say the whole Piyot, so therefore that is the ultimate Hachraza. Okay, let's see further. The choyla shemispal b'yichidus b'beis, a person, the choyla, an ill person, starting in his home privately. V'chein b'nisodifu, there's no making any announcements. No one in your private home is coming to make announcements. V'chein b'nei ha'kfarim, shein lo ha'min, lidna v'minyin, yamtinu b'tilas musaf, ad ha'shor shebevada hispalu b'ayaros musaf, v'yoz hispalu gam mehim ab musaf v'yoymruhu. Amazing halacha. Then in the Tilas Lachash, if a person is davening privately at home, amazing halacha. If you come to shul, it's not really so made, but if you come to shul, so then they make the announcement, so then you say it. If you're davening at home, so you must wait until you know that the Tzibur already has announced to say Mashiv Haruach. But if you're davening Kivasikin, you're davening very, very early in a place where, in a town where there are no local, you find yourself out of town in some village, who knows where, and there are no minyanim. You want to go daven very, very early, and there are no minyanim. So l'chore then, since no one in the tzibur has made that announcement, you should continue to say not say mashiv haruach minagashim until later on. When do you say it? After you fall, since when do you say you continue to say it until from shuni atzeres until the first day Pesach? And musaf shal yom echad shal Pesach dahainu shatzibur. So here he says no. There it's different. Now he explains what. Now you have to understand that the kitzur Shulchan Aruch is following pure nusach ashnas. I mean pure, not the variation of nusach ashnas. The pure nusach ashnas where in the summertime you say nothing, nothing, right? Not like what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they say Moed Atol. Eretz Yisrael has been dominated by Minhag Hagra, because the early yeshuvim of Nusach Ashkenaz were from Talmidei Hagra, and their minhag stuck for 400 years. But outside of Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, outside in the Chutz Liaretz, Ruba Ruba, you have pure minhag Nusach Ashkenaz, you say nothing. So let me just explain outside, and we'll very quickly inside. The idea is, it's not nice to announce, don't ask Hashem for a geshem. That's not, you don't ask Hashem not to give you bracha. Geshem is a bracha. So when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you make an announcement. Rabbi Yisai, we're about to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yisai, be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for geshem. But when you come to Pesach, it's not nice to say, Rabbi Yisai, don't ask Hashem for geshem. You don't do that. That's not the right thing to do. You don't ask. I'll give you an example. I don't know if this is true or not. I was told that this is true. The old Lubavitchers, not this generation, going back at least 70 years, the real Lubavitchers, they have a custom to never use an umbrella. Whenever I say this, people always say to me, oh, that's why their hats are always out of shape. Always get that. They always say that. Why? Why? Because Geshem is the ultimate bracha. If you go out into the street and Hashem is pouring Geshem upon you, how can you be mafsik? How can you have the sensitivity to take an umbrella and separate Gishmei Bracha from upon you? It's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, but the Gishmei Bracha wasn't supposed to be
a... It's a very holy sensitivity. So we don't do this today, and the Lubavitchers don't do this today. No one does this today. What?
No, but they're the same guys that sit in the supper when it's...
Okay, I know. But let's focus on you know, the real deal. Okay, the real deal.
Excuse me, what?
I'm not talking about this generation. I'm talking, I'm talking about 100 years ago, 50 years ago. There was such a sensitivity. Can you imagine? Can you imagine such kedusha? It's an amazing idea. No one, you do this today, yada yamar. No one, you look at people like you're crazy. You're not going to have an umbrella. But it's, think about it. There's a certain sanctity to it. Geshem is bracha. If you're walking in the street and you're a holy person, you live and breathe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your thoughts are fully HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a holy person. We have people like the Halavai, we have people like that today that can be true to this. It's a sensitivity. Hashem is sending a bracha. You're going to go and reject Hashem's bracha. We at least fulfill this concept on the first day Pesach. The first day Pesach now has reached a time where we don't want the Geshem, because Geshem is not good. Geshem is going to cause damage to the crops. But it's not nice to say to Hashem, to tell the Tzibah Baisai, we don't want the Geshem. The Mela, you don't make an announcement. You don't make an announcement, so what does the Tzibur do? They continue to be Mavakesh, Geshem, Mashiv, Haruach, Amor, Geshem in the silence for Nesrei. Now, it's so unfortunate that today we're so ignorant that what do they do in Shul today? They make an announcement. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to continue being Mavakesh. Don't make a mistake. Everyone gets so confused with the halachas. Unfortunately, that's where we are. We're going to continue to recite in the silence Shemona Esrei, Mashiv, Haruach, Morid HaGeshem. Continue. Don't make a mistake and anticipate that the Shat is wearing the kittel and he's all worked up and we bought it and we paid a lot of money for a special chazan to sing the Tfilas Tal, right? The Tfilas Tal. Oh, Tfilas Tal, it's a big sign, and the rabbi gave a drosha all about Tal and so on and so forth. Oh, so now when we come to the Shemona Esrei, we're going to say, we're not going to say it. No, Rabbi Yisai. continue to say Mashiv Aruch Hamorin, I guess that defeats the whole purpose. You're making the announcements, but that's the way it is. So we continue to recite Geshem in the Salam Shemun Eshrei, and then when the Shatz says the Tzilah Fatal Mikanu Labav Mikan Lamincha Mincha, we do not say it. It is a very beautiful concept. I remember the first time I heard that concept, I was really not many things make an impression on me, but that, like, wow, what a beautiful idea. You ask, you make an announcement for bracha, but you don't, you not might see Dibor Ra. You don't make an announcement that the Olam should not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geshem, and that's why we continue reciting it until to the conclusion of the silent Shon Esra. Now Nusach Svard doesn't get this advantage. You see, you can say that it's Kedai not to say Morit HaTol a whole year so you can have this sensitivity. Nusach Svard, they say Morit HaTol. So you're not asking, you're also asking. You're asking for the bracha of Tal. So if you daven in a Nusach Svard Shul, which probably many of you do, right? Daven in a Nusach Svard Shul, so that you do say, the Shatz makes an announcement, Moirid HaTol. And the Tzibur begins to say Moirid HaTol by Musaf. You do make that announcement, Moirid HaTol. Because there you're making an announcement to be Mevakesh Beracha. It's only if you're a pure blood Nusach Ashkenaz person, where you don't say Morid HaTol, you say nothing, then it's not. So what are you going to announce? You're going to announce, don't say anything? That's not right. So mainly you continue saying Geshem.
And in Tefillah Satal at the end,
yeah,
they say Mashiv Aruach.
Right, that's in the Tefillah, but not, right, okay, well, he's going to discuss that. Right. That's another thing. Do you say the Holy Realm? Do you say Mashiv Aruach and Morid HaTol? I always remember as a child, always sticks in my mind now, and Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is the day after Shmini Atzeres, so it's still, people are still giving the cloth. You know, the first couple of tefillos, like, don't forget to say Mashiv Aruach Morid and Morid Hageshem. Sorry, remember so clearly it was Simchas Torah, and everyone was stone drunk, and it came to Musaf, and the Shatz Damiran Bilmav Yemu Amen, and the Shatz gave a clap. Mashiv Horuchnis Umorid Hagashmis. Which basically means, enough with the ruchnius. Let's bring on the liquor. Bring out the food. Blow away the ruchnius. Let's get serious here. Mashif haruchnius. That was the announcement that was made before the tzibur began their silent Shmona Esrei on Simchas Torah. Okay, but obviously that's not something that you're going to do every single day.
You're not confident.
I know, because he mentioned here about early, late minyanim and the early minyanim, because I remember they made big fights. I mean, if you have a hashkama minyan in the shul, the same place, and the early minyan said already, Mashiv Aruach,
it's hachrozah.
Pulled out already, it was hachrozah for that shul.
Interesting.
So the second minyan artist is...
I hear.
Second
minyan
doesn't get this to do it.
It's a tough call.
To do it
with, I hear that's an interesting idea. So you have to look. I'm sure different shuls are different. Different rabbanim look at it a different way.
It's
an idea. It's right. A concept, and it has. I'm sure different communities, and different rabbanim look at it in different ways, and there are different opinions on that matter. Okay, but let's see what is over here. Let's finish, let's go further. Then they shall also say the Musaf, they shall wait until the time has come already that the people, have for sure... They should say it in Musaf, and they should say Mashiv Aruch Hamorid. That's not before, right? The Oyvim also had Musaf, and that's right. The Oyvim also had Musaf Shal Yom Achar Pesach, and you continue to sing until the first day of Pesach. The Hainu Shatzibur Gam Hashliach Tzibur Oyvim also owed with Tfilas Salachash. The Tzibur and the Shaliach Tzibur should continue to say Morid Hageshem in their private Shmona Esrei. Uvichazoras Tfilas Hashliach Tzibur Poisek Mila Oymoi Vishuv, and from then on to the rest of the summer, Gam Hatzibur Ein Oymim B'mincha Kevon Shekvar Shamu Miashliach Tzibur Sheposak Mila Oymoi. Next, Umi Shemispal B'yichidus. What happens if you're davening on the first day Pesach the Yechidus? What do you do in your private Shmoneh Esrei? So here it's good that you should daven very early. You should daven your Musaf early, so that the Tzibur, before the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, before there was a Hachraza. If you daven on the first day Pesach privately, a very late Musaf, then you would be required already to stop saying Morid HaGeshem, because the Shliach Tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses that you would have gone to has already made the announcement to stop saying Morid HaGeshem. Now, he brings down the other minik. There's always another minik. Yesh mekayim ha'shayim b'kayis. And look what he says. He says, Mashiv Ruach. We don't do this. I told you, some do it. But he brings down the kitzur to say the words. Mashiv ha'ruach u'moirid ha'tol. He actually adds those words. Mashiv ha'ruach. V'yachris. And if that is your custom to say moirid ha'tol, then you do make the announcement. Like you make the announcement Shmini Atzeres. And then you right away begin saying moirid ha'tol in the silent Shmoneh Esrei on the first day Pesach. V'yachris kein ha'shamu. You begin to say it right away. Let's see the Sha'odim Mitzvah Mahalach on the bottom. Aleph Maskin Musaf Shoshmi Atzeres. I am Shalshuv Shail Shalom. The Misha Icha Lovel Besak Nesses Mishmi Atzeres. Very interesting Shah. This happens every so often. The person comes late. You come late to the Besak Nesses on Shmini Atzeres. Ad acha shekvar hichzriach zashat tefilas musaf. Or let's say you go out to the Beis HaKisei, right? You're in the middle of, the rabbi's drasha, and you go out from the rabbi's drasha, right? The rabbi's giving the drasha, and you should never do that. Kiddush club. And you go out, and then you come back. And the time you come back, you came back way too late, and they've already begun tefilas tal. And you did not yet daven your private Shmoneh Esrei. So what do you do? Aracha shekvar hichzir hashatz tefilas musaf v'hizker geshem v'hu lo yispal ladayin tefilas shachris. Now, of course, when it comes to musaf, dealing with Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres, everyone agrees they make the announcement, right? They make the hachroza, mashiv haruach u'moirid hageshem, and you say geshem in your private Shmoneh Esrei. But let's say you did not yet even daven shachris. You come to shul so late, they're already up to tzilas geshem, and you did not yet daven shachris. And shachris, you normally do not say geshem. You only first start saying it by musaf. But you're in shul, they're davening musaf, you're up to shachris, so what do? V'ad lo yisbal dayin tefilas shachris. So the halacha is, since the hachraza has been made, the mechuyiv lahaskir geshem gam betfilas shachris kevin shekvar hichris hageshem. Very fascinating halacha. If you're davening a late shachris after the zman when the tzibul already has davened musaf on Shmini Atzeres, the halacha is you say geshem in your shachris.
That's what gives rise to there's a hachrosa in the shul already.
In the hashkama minyan. Hashkama minyan. Interesting. V'chein hela b'shav shuvis teras yikusiel sheyazkir geshem b'shachris. Avol. Like everything in halacha, there's always another opinion. Avol b'bir halacha, mashma, mirehitus l'shoyne de b'shachris einoy tzorech lahasker ayin sham heitev. Okay, so I did not look this up. He says, yeah, it's not explicit. Okay, this requires iyun. I did not get a chance to look this up. This requires, he says, from the rehitus l'shoyne, from the flow of the words, it appears that the Chofetz Chaim disagrees. It's not explicit that you should still, in your shachris, omit geshem. The first time you should say geshem is by musaf, even though you heard the hachraza. So it's machlokes ha'poskim. On the one hand, it's explicit that you should say it according to these two poskim, the two poskim of the she'el shalom and Teres Yikusil. However, from the Mishnah Berurah, it's not explicit, it's mashma fakert. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a little break.